This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli arriving Kathmandu today after participating in 79th UN General Assembly. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs ministries for rapid relief to the flood victims. Task force formed to assess disaster damage. And 30 people killed in one county after hurricane swamps North Carolina in USA. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who was in the USA for his participation in the 79th United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, has left Boston, Massachusetts for Doha on Sunday. In Boston, Prime Minister Oli attended a Harvard University event after wrapping up UNGA programs in New York. Nepal's permanent representative to the UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa, and Nepal's Chargé d'Affaires in USA, Kumar Raj Kharel, among others, bade farewell to Prime Minister Oli at Boston Logan International Airport. The Prime Minister is scheduled to reach Kathmandu on Monday. The government has formed a special task force to assess the damage caused by the disaster and collect the details within 15 days. The decision has been taken with the aim of collecting immediate information about the loss of property due to incessant rains across the country and providing relief. In the meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction Working Committee held today under the chairmanship of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, a working group consisting of experts in the field of disaster and undersecretaries of different ministries has been formed. In the meeting, it is decided that the concerned ministry will proceed with the immediate reconstruction of damaged government and public buildings, roads, bridges, drinking water, schools, health institutions and other structures. The beneficiaries will be identified within 7 days for the construction of temporary housing and subsidies will be provided. For the construction of temporary housing, the disaster affected will be identified at the first installment of the subsidy amount will be provided according to the Temporary Housing Construction Subsidy Standards 2081. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has been directed to do the necessary work to ensure the blocked road sections that are brought into operation immediately so that passengers who are stranded on the highway can reach their destinations. It has been decided that the relevant agencies will carry out the necessary administrative work through a quick process in order to operate infrastructure such as roads and water supply as soon as possible in the extreme situation caused by floods and landslides. Similarly, the meeting of the Disaster Management Executive Committee has decided to provide relief to the families of those who went missing due to the monsoon disaster. Spokesperson of Home Ministry, Rishi Ram Tiwari, has informed after the meeting of the committee held in today in Singha Darbar that relief funds will be provided to the family members of those who have gone missing and not found until 10 days in floods and landslide incidents. Many roadways across the country disrupted by floods and landslides have been operational today. Two-way traffic has been resumed along the Bimal Nagar Abu Khairani section of the Prithvi Highway since this morning after clearing the landslide debris. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Deepak Rai of the District Police Office in Tanahu, all road sections in the district have been made operational. Similarly, among the roads obstructed following heavy rainfall and landslides, three roads connecting Hetauda-Kathmandu of Makwanpur and Hetauda-Dharan-Chatara have also come into operation. According to the District Police Office, traffic operation has resumed on Hetauda-Bhaise, Simbanjang-Palung-Nobise and Hetauda-Sindhuli-Dharan-Chatara roads along the Madan Bhandari Highway since this morning. Likewise, the Hetauda-Bhaise-Chitlang-Chandragiri-Kathmandu road along the Trivan Highway came into operation unilaterally since Sunday evening. However, some of the roadways still remain obstructed. The Kulekhani-Valkhel-Farping road of Indrasarovar Rural Municipality 3 has been completely obstructed due to landslide at Ramchandra-Bhanjang along the Daksinkali-Chaimali-Sisneri road. Likewise, the Thankot-Kulekhani road section is completely disrupted due to landslide at Simlang of Indrasarovar Rural Municipality 1 on the Kulekhani-Marku inner road section. Also, the road connecting Hetauda-Kulekhani is completely blocked due to landslide at Ratomati of Pimpedi Rural Municipality 4 and Dhokafedi of Pimpedi 6 and works are underway to clear the landslide. The Nepal police has informed that the number of people who have lost their lives in rain-triggered disasters has reached 192, with 31 individuals reported missing. The spokesperson of Nepal Police, Senior Superintendent of Police SSP Dan Bahadur Karki, provided this data on the casualties and missing people to Radio Nepal. Natural disasters, including those from floods, landslides and inundations in various districts, including the federal capital, have caused huge loss of life and property. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry also reported that more than 96 individuals were injured in the calamities. So far, around 4,000 people have been rescued from the disasters. Search, rescue and relief operations have been intensified with the mobilization of security agencies. The Nepal Army helicopters have airlifted 162 injured and stranded individuals from different places in Kaveri, Sindhuli and Lalitpur districts. The disaster survivors have been provided with relief materials, including food, and the injured are receiving treatment at government health facilities. The Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, has decided to provide Rs. 10 million to the Nepali people affected by floods, landslides and inundation in different parts of the country due to incessant rains. President of NRNA, Dr. Badri Kesi, informed that in a virtual meeting held on Sunday, the NRNA office bearers decided to provide Rs. 10 million for the flood victims in the first phase. The meeting has formed a high-level financial assistance collection committee under the coordination of NRNA Vice President Dr. Hemraj Sharma. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 30 people have died and scores more are unaccounted for in just one county in North Carolina after Hurricane Helen tore across the state and caused catastrophic flooding. The BBC quoted an emergency official of the county, Ryan Cole, as saying the devastation biblical which anyone has ever witnessed. At least 105 people have died nationwide since the hurricane made landfall in Florida on Thursday, and that figure is expected to rise as officials reach more areas. Hurricane Helen began as the most powerful on record to hit Florida's Big Bend and moved north into Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. The majority of deaths have been confirmed in North and South Carolina, where Helen landed as a tropical storm. An apartment building was hit in Beirut city center overnight in what appears to be the first Israeli airstrike on the capital beyond Hezbollah's base in southern suburbs. The BBC quoted the militant group Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine as saying three of its leaders were killed in the strike. It comes a day after Israel carried out large-scale airstrikes on Yemen targeting military of the Houthi terrorist regime. According to Lebanese officials, Sunday's strikes claimed 105 lives, and the Prime Minister of Lebanon has cautioned that up to a million people could now face displacement. The continuous air strikes by Israel have already forced the displacement of as many as 1 million people from their homes across Lebanon, which the Prime Minister states is the largest displacement movement that has happened. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions and at one or two places of rest of the country. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli arriving Kathmandu today after participating in 79th UN General Assembly. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directs ministries for rapid relief to the flood victims, task force formed to assess disaster damage. And 30 people killed in one county after hurricane swamps North Carolina in USA. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.